This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root is with you here on USA Radio Network. Raw and Unfiltered is the name of the show. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. And my website is rootforamerica.com, and you can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. Welcome to hour number two of the Wayne Allen Root Show. Hour number one, always helmed on Tuesdays and Thursdays by Lee Elsie, who is my favorite guest hostess, host with the mostest. I almost said hostess with the mostest. Host with the mostest. He's a great host, and I just enjoy having him on Tuesdays and Thursdays for an hour, which allows me to get some major work done now that I'm CEO of a publicly traded company. Lots going on in my life. And between that and my podcasts and my books and my speeches and my nationally syndicated newspaper column, a lot of things happening every day. And this gives me a chance to get a break on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That 1 hour each day is so important to me. Thank you, Lee Elsie, for all you do. Let me get right to my column that will be coming out this weekend in newspapers around the country. And by the way, today is the last live show for the Memorial Day weekend. We've got a Best of Wayne tomorrow, Friday, and a Best of Wayne on Monday. And so I'll be back on Tuesday with a live show. But today I've got my commentary that's coming out Sunday in newspapers around the country and at conservative websites around the country on Friday and Saturday. It's titled The Game Changer, from my exclusive interview with President Donald J. Trump. So just yesterday I was honored to spend time with President Trump for an exclusive one-on-one interview on my nationally syndicated radio show, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. And by the way, let me interrupt this column to say that if you were not with us yesterday and you missed my interview with President Donald J. Trump, then you can listen to the Best of Wayne shows on Friday and Monday, and we'll have that Trump interview running both days. So you'll have double opportunity to rehear that interview that you did not hear. Or you can go to my Parler page and see it there. Within a day, you can go to my website, rootforamerica.com, and see it there. So lots of places to see it. It's at Gateway Pundit today. My entire interview with President Trump is at the Gateway Pundit. But let me get back to this column. Days ago, I was honored to spend time with President Trump for an exclusive one-on-one interview on my nationally syndicated radio show, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, on USA Radio Network. Before I get to the most important game changer to come out of that interview, I'd like to get one thing out of the way. Just having this interview with the president proves how wrong Democrats, liberals, and assorted Marxist fools are about America. Most Democrats, they are America haters and national anthem kneelers. They find only fault with America. They see our history as negative. They see our country as racist. They see an America that holds people down. Their glass is always half empty. My glass is always half full. I love America. I see American exceptionalism. I see a country that lifts everyone up, at least everyone who wants it. I see a country filled with opportunity and mobility. I see the greatest country in world history ever blessed by God. And I just proved that my view of this country is the right one. I'm a blue-collar SOB, son of a butcher, from a dead-end street on the Bronx borderline. My dad, the butcher, wore a white apron with blood stains at work. I'm Jewish, which makes me part of a tiny minority group that has faced tremendous hate and discrimination. Yet here I was interviewing the former president of the United States one-on-one just yesterday. Only in America, as Don King used to say. I am living proof of how great America is. Who would be stupid enough to want to change that? Only Democrats. They are the dumbest, most ignorant, clueless, dangerous people on planet Earth. We should all run far away from Democrats before. We covered a ton of important topics. the president and I, including the rigged and stolen election, COVID, China, and the witch hunt against Trump. But all of that pales in comparison to the most important idea that came out of her talk. A solution. A way to save America. A way to take America back. A game changer. Trump appeared to be fascinated by my idea. He clearly never heard it before. But Trump wasn't the only one who liked my idea. I had thousands of emails and texts overnight. Literally thousands. And virtually every one of them said this idea was brilliant and could change the course of history. This idea gets conservatives excited and motivated again, obviously, so I know that I struck a chord. Are you ready to hear it? Are you ready to change history? I want President Trump to run for a House seat in 2022. Pick a winnable Republican district in Florida where the president is beloved. I promise you 74 million Trump voters will get excited. They will volunteer, they will donate, they will spread the word, and yes, many will move to your district in Florida to help elect you, Mr. President. This isn't about one House seat. With Trump campaigning and leading the battle, Republicans will sweep to victory in 2022 with the biggest GOP voter turnout in history. We will win a GOP House landslide by 40 to 60 seats, just like 2010 and 2014. Now to the important part of my plan. Next, the GOP Congress elects Donald J. Trump as Speaker of the House, the second most powerful job in America. Speaker of the House. You know, Nancy Pelosi's job. From that platform, Trump rules D.C. for the next 2 years. He is Biden's worst nightmare. Speaker of the House Trump can open a dozen criminal investigations against Biden. He can lead the impeachment of Biden. How ironic would that be? He can block every single Biden bill. He will stop the Biden agenda dead in its tracks. And don't forget, Speaker of the House Trump can sit behind Biden for each State of the Union address. I can't wait to watch his facial expressions. I told President Trump he will become an American folk hero. His legend will grow even larger. His brand and actions will dominate D.C. politics leading into 2024. From that platform, folk hero Trump wins the presidency again in 2024 after first saving America from the Biden disaster. Trump was clearly fascinated by the idea. He should be. It's a game changer for Trump, for the GOP, for Congress, for America. The seed has been planted. I hope and pray I just change the course of history. God bless Trump, and God bless America. That's my new column coming out this weekend in newspapers around the country and at conservative websites around the country. It's titled The Game Changer for my exclusive interview with President Donald J. Trump. Other news stories of the day that should be right at the top. Atlanta has a guy running for mayor. His name is, he's an Atlanta City Councilman. I understand he's running for mayor. And he voted earlier this year to withhold $73 million from the Atlanta police budget. In other words, defund the police. And he has his car stolen in broad daylight by kids. He's aiming to be the city's next mayor. He had his car stolen by children in broad daylight on Wednesday, yesterday. Councilman Antonio Brown was attending a ribbon-cutting ceremony at an event in northeast Atlanta around noon when four kids jumped into his car and took off. You don't immediately think, oh, these kids are going to steal my car, Brown said, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The incident occurred amid a recent crime wave in the city. Brown, who joined the city's mayoral race less than 3 weeks ago, was running on a campaign of reimagining public safety. Isn't that great? Last year, he voted in favor of an ordinance to withhold $73 million from the budget of the Atlanta Police Department, and the ordinance was narrowly voted down. Meanwhile, the thieves jumped in his vehicle Wednesday after he got out to speak with community leader Ben Norman. He noted his white Mercedes-Benz coupe has keyless push-to-start ignition, and he failed to realize it had been started. The councilman described the kids being between the ages of 6 and 12. 6 and 12 years old. One kid was in the driver's seat. Ben attempted to open the door to get him out of the car. And he fought with Ben. I then engaged and tried to get him out of the car. The three other kids were trying to figure out how to get in the car, stay out of the car. He started to hit on the gas. He held on to the car to attempt to stop them, was dragged about a block down the road before letting go. As he started to speed up, I knew that if I had not let go, I knew I probably could have killed myself because he was going so fast I would have started to tumble. Brown doesn't plan on filing charges against the kids who he says acted out of desperation. This is a generational poverty issue. These kids, it's 12:30 in the afternoon. Why aren't they in school? Why aren't we enforcing systems to ensure if they're not in school, they're in a recreational center? Can you imagine the liberal, the mindless liberal claptrap that's inside the brains of these mentally ill people? And get this. This same guy, Councilman Brown, is under indictment on federal fraud charges related to alleged incidents that occurred in the years prior to him winning the council seat in 2019. Can you imagine what you're dealing with here? Massive, massive corruption. And then on top of everything, he gets his car stolen, which proves defund the police is a joke. And then on top of everything else, he doesn't want to punish the kids or press charges. It's not their fault. You know, they're black. It's not their fault. It's just that they're black. So you have to forgive them, no matter what crime they commit. They could have killed him, by the way. Do you understand that? They could have killed him by dragging him. 6 to 12 years old. This is what's going on in the communities, in the inner cities. 6 to 12 years old, and they're robbing cars. And then, you know, like the perfect story to go along with that is that there's a shortage of police officers all over the country, and police officers are leaving their departments, and there's nobody to fill the jobs. Because you have to be insane to let your kid be a cop. Do you understand how much I love cops? Do you understand how much I wanted to be a cop my whole life? I would never allow my kids to be cops now. Because you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And there's a target on your head. And if you're a hero and you do the right thing, you can wind up in jail for the rest of your life. Getting raped and murdered with a pipe in a prison cell. Because you did the right thing and killed a bad guy, but the bad guy just happened to be black. And that makes you a murderer. And a racist, a KKK member. And a cop that needs to go to jail for the rest of his life and lose his family and lose his house. Got to be crazy to be a cop, so no one wants to be cops anymore.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Raw and unfiltered. Do you have an idea? Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The sponsor of this segment of the show is the War Raw podcast, which if you did not hear my interview with the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, yesterday. It's on the podcast. I think, Chris, it's on the weekend podcast, right? Is that what it is, or is it just on yesterday's podcast?
Actually, it's on the weekend, the one that we put to iHeart. By the way, I need to congratulate you. Record numbers for you on the iHeart podcast.
Why would there not be? It was President Donald J. Trump on the interview.
So. I think it was more Wayne Root.
I wish it was because of Wayne Root, but it was because my guest was Donald J. Trump, so what can I tell you? But, all right, so just check out my podcast. It's called War Raw by Wayne Allen Root, and you'll find it anywhere you download podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Google Play, Amazon, or wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. If you appreciate God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump, you will stand up and cheer for War Raw. So, my gut instinct says that, you know, everybody's moving to Las Vegas. The whole world's moving to Vegas. Most of them from California, but a bunch of New Yorkers are coming here, too. And my gut says that most of them, not all of them, of course, but a majority of them are conservatives. That's why they're running away. They want lower taxes, lower property taxes, lower income taxes, lower retirement taxes, things like capital gains taxes. And they want to carry their guns. And they want a state that's sane. And Nevada, even though it's got an insane governor, insane Democrat governor, insane Democrat legislature, is still far more sane than our neighbors next door in California. So I believe it's, you know, the liberals want to stay in California. It's a liberal's paradise. I think the people moving are mostly conservatives. And the same thing seems to be holding true. Now, that's just my gut instinct. But the same story is happening in Florida. And Governor Ron DeSantis says there, so I think I'm right, most of the people moving in are registering Republican. Governor Ron DeSantis says overwhelming number of people moving to Florida are registering as a Republican. Well, first and foremost, the average liberal thinks that conservatives have cooties and that we're going to give them COVID The average liberal has the vaccine, and they've got three masks on. And they wear masks in their car, and they wear masks outdoors, and they wear masks while they're exercising, and they must wear masks in their house, too, I'm thinking. That's how crazy liberals are. So they don't want to be around us without masks. So they would never move to Florida. They would never move to Las Vegas, Nevada. It's only conservatives moving here, I'm telling you. It's people looking to get out of the crazy states with the crazy people. So I believe what happens in Florida doesn't stay in Florida. I think it's happening right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I think it's happening in Texas. Liberals are not moving to Texas. If you move to Texas, it's because you've had it with California. You've had it with New York. You've had it with Illinois. And you want to move someplace where people are sane and the state isn't locked down. And you can get hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin if you're sick. Right? I mean, those are all reasons to move to a new state. If you're a conservative, if you're a liberal, you would not be happy in Texas or Nevada or Florida or any of these states that are kind of red in outlook. The ones I just named are all red except Nevada. Nevada's actually blue, but it's red in outlook. In other words, it's still a Wild West frontier state, and we still have very low taxes, among the four lowest in America, lower than Florida, by the way, lower than Texas. And we still have very few regulations, and it's still easy to open a business compared to New York or California. And, you know, we're still very easy on people with pensions and people who are retired because we have very low capital gains tax. And death tax. Don't forget death tax is zero in Nevada. So if you die, you have zero tax on your estate. Whereas in many of these blue states, it's a massive tax, death tax, added on to the national death tax. So I think the people moving here tend to be conservative. So I think we're doing pretty good. That's my opinion, with all these people coming from California, with this hot housing market that we've got. I think we're doing okay. And Ron DeSantis is, I think, Exhibit A that proves that we're doing okay. Wanted to give you a little good news for the day if you're in Nevada or Florida or Texas, because that's where everybody's moving. Let me actually read the story. Most people moving to Florida are registering as Republicans because lockdowns in blue states caused them to reevaluate being a Democrat, Ron DeSantis said on Wednesday. So it's interesting with Florida. The media at the beginning of this said Florida's bad, and I think it's because they wanted to damage Trump in Florida, wanted to damage me. So they just kept saying it's bad, even though the facts didn't say it. In April, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd warned intending Florida residents not to vote the stupid way you did up north while standing beside Governor DeSantis during a press conference. Last week, DeSantis made it clear he did not plan to submit to leftists and fake news narratives, telling Republicans at a annual Lincoln Day dinner he'd only just begun to fight, and warned the GOP must not go back to the days of the failed Republican establishment of yesteryear. You know, even when I hear DeSantis talk, even I want to leave Nevada and go to Florida. And I don't like humidity, and I don't like bugs, and I don't like the East Coast. But even I'd like to move to Florida just to be in a free state.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elite and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you were infected with COVID-19, you may have immunity against the virus for years and possibly a lifetime.
New York Times cites two new studies which say if you recovered from COVID-19 and got a vaccine, you won't need a booster. Vaccinated people who never got the virus will need a booster. The studies may diminish fears that antibodies won't last long. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is testifying before a House panel on Thursday. She's pressing congressional leaders to spend more money aggressively to keep up with economic trends. Yellen telling that panel the government operating budget was designed for 2010.
While our portfolio has grown to match the urgency of this moment, our annual budget is not grown in tandem, and the funding provided to administer new programs is temporary.
USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact. Contact in the Desert.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment. John and Chelsea Jubilee are Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show. Lose fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, look and feel years younger, simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program, and in just a few short months, just in the first months of the program, I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat, and I've never fat a day in my life, but I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And everywhere I go now, everybody keeps saying, oh my God, you're so thin. Oh my gosh, you lost so much weight. Oh my gosh, you look 10 years younger than you used to. What happened? And what happened is Energized Health. Go to the website, energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And cut to the chase, because you know you want to look 10 pounds lighter. You know you want to look 10 years younger. You know you want to gain 10 pounds of muscle. Join right now at 888-444-8895. You know you want to lose 10 or 20 or 30 pounds of visceral inner body fat, dangerous fat around your organs. That's 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Tell them War sent you for Wayne Allen Root, and you'll get 40% off, 40% off for being a fan of Wayne Allen Root. Go now to energizedhealth.com. So we've got our guest here. He's got a great book out, Alex Marlowe. Editor-in-Chief of Breitbart News. Of course, the website is Breitbart.com. He's the host of the Breitbart News Daily on Sirius XM, Patriot Channel 125. Author of the new book, Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. And he's got some real bombshell exposés in this book. Again, Breaking the News by Alex Marlowe. Alex, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Wayne, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You're in a big week. I had President Donald Trump yesterday in a one-on-one interview. I had Mike Lindell of My People yesterday in an interview, and now I've got Alex Marlowe with the hottest book in the country. So I think I'm on a roll. I'm honored to have you on the show. Tell us about this book. I know it's got hard evidence, over 100 pages of source material, 1,206 endnotes. Everything is meticulously detailed. Tell us about the biggest, you know, exposés in this book and the most shocking stories in this book.
Sure. Thanks, Wayne. And I appreciate plugging the detail because this was the most important thing to me. There's been so many books about media bias.
Hey, Alex, can you do me one favor? Can you get off speakerphone? Yeah. It sounds kind of echoey. Love to get you on the regular phone line so we can hear you better.
Sorry about that. Is this any better?
Yeah, much better. Now you sound great.
Okay, sorry about that. No problem. My bad. So thank you for bringing up the detail, because this is something that I think your audience understands. The media is liberal, and that there's not going to be anything new for them if I'm just writing, hey, the media is liberal. That's not what I found. I spent a year investigating with a small team of really top-notch researchers because I started to see two patterns in the media. One, they were becoming weaponized against Donald Trump and his supporters. It wasn't just about being liberal. It was about an actual effort to try to search out and destroy targets. And I know you've been targeted yourself, Wayne, so you know this is true. By the media to try to take out people who are on the side of the good guys, in my opinion. And the other thing I've noticed is that it wasn't just liberal bias. It was becoming pro-corporate bias, where the American individual was getting squashed out and the international business interest was winning out. Now, I went to Berkeley about 15, 20 years ago. And when I was there, all the corporations were associated with the right. It was Halliburton and Exxon and corporations like that, guys. What are the corporations now, Wayne? They're Facebook, Apple, Amazon. These are all people who are part of the globalist left. And we're just giving ourselves over to them. And those were the things that I researched. And there are a lot of bombshells. I guess I'll just start with my favorite one. It's actually my least favorite, is just how deeply tied we are to the Chinese government, our media. I'll give you two big examples. The first one, I looked deeply into Michael Bloomberg and Bloomberg LP, which is his business. Now, maybe not everyone reads Bloomberg in your audience, but Bloomberg is by far the biggest financial news provider on the planet. They have – their revenue dwarfs Fox and CNN combined. They have more journalists than the New York Times and the AP and CNN and Fox News. No one competes with Bloomberg in terms of scope. And they have got the most access to China. And how did they get it? Well, I noticed a pattern of them going flying to China over the years, sitting down with literally the ministers of propaganda in China and coming back with sweetheart deals in return. And if you think those people are ever going to jeopardize their business in China to report the truth, they're not going to. But what's more, Michael Bloomberg takes that money he makes and he funds all of these Democrat causes. He's one of the biggest financial donors to Democrats. Now you see the pattern.
I saw that you also have a story about the Obamas with Craig Robinson, Michelle Obama's brother. Tell us about that one. And quickly, I'm a big sports fan. When I saw the name Craig Robinson, I'm pretty sure her brother, and I think his name is Craig Robinson, so I think she only has one brother, wasn't he the basketball coach at Oregon State?
Yeah, exactly. He was. And he was – the Obama family has gotten incredible loyalty and allegiance from so much of the Democrat establishment. But that, of course, bleeds into the media. And I look through where the Obama world, where Obama's top allies, confidants, his former staffers, his former cabinet secretaries, where they end up. And so many of them end up in media jobs. And you see this, like Anita Dunn, Arne Duncan, those are familiar names from the Obama world. They're part of the Emerson Collective, which is a group that runs The Atlantic, but they also run a bunch of fake news propaganda on behalf of the Democrat establishment. You also see there's an ultimate Obama insider, who is in the New York Times board of directors, who is very close with Craig Robinson. And this is someone who helped Barack Obama get his start. But this is an amazing figure that I wasn't aware of named John W. Rogers.
And I've never heard of him. I thought I knew everybody. I never heard of him.
That's what's so fun about the book is I learn, and also horrifying, but you learn all of these people who are incredibly powerful, incredibly high networked, and they're anonymous to us. This is a guy who is super close with Craig Robinson, Michelle Obama's brother, close with the Obama family. He's on the New York Times board. I have no idea what he adds to a media company. I think he's a professor of some sort and a former basketball guy. And it just shows you who's on the board. It's Facebook. It's Verizon. It's the biggest international businesses. And it's these guys who are connected to Obama world. That's who's making the big decisions in the newsroom.
Wow. And we knew this. You're just putting names to the story, which is amazing, you know, because I didn't never know the names. So it's great that we have investigative journalists like you, Alex. We're talking to Alex Marlowe of Breitbart.com and his radio show, Breitbart News Daily. It's great that you do the heavy lifting and the investigative journalism and come up with the actual names. But I think all of us in our gut, Alex, knew for years now. We keep hearing stories that the media and the Democrat politicians are all the same. They're all related. It's ancestral. They've got wives and husbands and brothers and parents. And it's unbelievable. You know, how can you trust if someone's like on the board of Microsoft or the CEO of Microsoft, and then somebody else in the media is in charge of writing about Microsoft? Well, you wouldn't believe a word they said. But this is where someone's brother is in the Obama administration and they write about Obama. How do you trust a word they say?
This is the point I'm making, and that I hope people see the book as a tip of the iceberg, and I give example after example, which should be unacceptable. But just know for every example I found, there's got to be a dozen others of something similar. There's got to be a dozen other people in various boardrooms that are the same connections as the one I just identified. But you're right to note this incestuousness, the relationship between the Democrat left and the media. And we saw yet another example today. It was reported by NBC that Joe Biden's ambassador to Israel is going to be a guy named Tom Knives. Tom Knives is married to someone named Virginia Moseley, who's one of the vice presidents of CNN. They're literally going to bed together. You're putting the vice president of CNN's husband as one of your ambassadors. The deputy press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, her wife is a CNN anchor named Suzanne Malvo. It just goes top to bottom. There's so many connections that are so deep. Of course, the Cuomo bros get a lot of attention in the book because it's just too fun not to make fun of them for a while. But it is shocking when you see how much I was able to uncover just one guy with a small team.
Yeah, I my biggest problem is that we knew about all this as it related to politics, and it made us mad that every article had a slant because they're all related and they all, you know, they all have financial ties. But that was all before we knew that they were going to censor us. See, that's a whole different story. It's one thing that a reporter is biased and prejudiced, but when they, you know, Twitter banned me for life. I don't know if you're aware of that, Alex, but I got banned for life. It's crazy how, because I dared to challenge the election. But guess what? In the tweet where they banned me, you know, it was, I wrote something and they banned me within hours. So we know that's what it's about. And the tweet wasn't, gee, the election was stolen. They ripped off Trump. No. The tweet was, look at the video that's been found by a conservative news site that shows a city clerk of Detroit truck van pulling up in the middle of the night where they count votes at 3:15 in the morning and boxes being taken out with thousands of ballots. What do you think that means? That was my tweet. You're not allowed to ask questions anymore.
And a perfect week to discuss that as well, because we saw with the Wuhan lab story, which you don't have to be a fool to have dismissed the Wuhan lab as part of the origin story. I'm not saying it is a part. I'm saying that you would have been a fool to dismiss it.
Yet correct.
Right, not only were we told that we were told to dismiss it, we were told that if we tweet about it or Facebook about it, we're thrown off the platform. We're literally banned from the platform. Lo and behold, a year later, we learned that okay, mea culpa, Facebook is wrong, you can now post about it on Facebook. But here's the thing with regards to the virus. When you start looking at who had a vested interest in it being not the lab, that Joe Biden didn't want it to be the lab, because then Trump was right. The media doesn't
want Alex, do me a favor. We're coming to a break. We have seconds to go before an ad break. Can you stay there for 4 minutes through the break and then come back on the other side with us?
Why not?
Okay, so don't go anywhere. He's the author of the new book, Breaking the News, by Alex Marlowe of Breitbart. Go grab a copy right now.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart,
iHeart or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Great guest from Breitbart. We'll get right back to Alex Marlow in a second. He's got a hot new book. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Asset Strategies International, otherwise known as ASI. And gold has been on fire lately. Right now it's sitting at just a smidge below $1,900 an ounce. Silver, just a smidge below $28 an ounce. Both of them up in the aftermarket right now. I'm looking at CNBC, by the way. And inflation's here. That's why they're on fire, because everybody knows. Every hedge fund, J.P. Morgan, the heads of Goldman Sachs, even all the liberals on Wall Street, you know, have all the money in the world, couldn't care less about the rest of us. They all can see the gas prices are up dramatically, home prices are up dramatically, food prices at the supermarket up dramatically. And inflation's the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation, the number one killer of your current standard of living. Inflation, the number one killer of the money you leave to your children. Commodity prices soaring. All diluting our dollars, and the best protection is gold. And that's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International, otherwise known as ASI, wants you to keep what's yours. Only for my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right. I demanded they do something special for you, and it's just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. We're back with Alex Marlow of Breitbart.com and the host of the Breitbart News Daily Show on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125, and most importantly, author of the new book, Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment's Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. Alex, first of all, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Wayne.
I wanted to get back to this issue of media censorship and media bias and get to the topic of COVID, because I never thought that the media's crazed liberalism could kill people. But I believe in the last year they killed a lot of people. I think the suicides and the drug addiction and the alcoholism and the businesses ruined, you know, are all tied in with lockdowns, and they killed saying that lockdowns are good and we need lockdowns. And when someone like me wrote articles and put posts in my social media site saying that lockdowns don't work anywhere in the world, and I have studies that prove lockdowns have never stopped the germ, but they ruin everyone's business, they took them down and said misleading health information. And I told everyone that hydroxychloroquine plus zinc is a miracle with COVID, and ivermectin's a miracle with COVID. And they refused to let me say those things. They took it down. And when Trump mentioned hydroxychloroquine, they made him out like he was the most evil man in the world, yet every country in the world that used hydroxychloroquine has far lower death rates than the United States. So I think all this liberal bias actually this time killed a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that when you look at the coronavirus, the way it was treated by our establishment media, they treated it like it was the only health issue we had, that obesity isn't an issue, depression isn't an issue. They also did this thing which was incredibly stupid, which is that they just assumed if we were locked down, but not totally locked down, like we could still go to the grocery store and give an avocado a Dutch rub, and you can't get the coronavirus there, but you can get the coronavirus at school or at a restaurant. Like it was all sort of random what they decided to let us do and what they didn't. But what ended up happening when people were locked down, they just stayed in the home with relatives. Some of the relatives were older. Some of them had pre-existing conditions, comorbidities. And we ended up just kind of infecting a lot of people who maybe wouldn't have gotten the infection if we were more open. That's why the states with more open economies did at least as well, if not better, than the closed economies with the virus itself. So it was totally stupid the way we handled it. In retrospect, it looks even more stupid. But it's just so stunning to me that the media insisted we keep staying the course, even when what we were doing was not working. Fauci is, of course, the king of this, but it was really the media who let it happen.
Yeah, and the ignorance, Alex, really continues. We're talking to Alex Marlowe of Breitbart and the new book, Breaking the News. It still continues, and I had a business lunch 2 days ago here in Vegas. And, you know, Vegas was never like New York or New Jersey or Chicago or California. We were never really locked down in a serious way except at the very beginning, the very onset. But, I mean, I've been going out to restaurants at night with my fiancé 7 nights a week. We eat out literally for the last year plus. It's June of last year. Every single night, 3 or 30 days in a row, we've gone out to eat. So Vegas has been pretty much open, but like with maybe 25 to 50% limitation in the restaurants. But I went out to eat to a Mexican restaurant in Vegas, I won't say the name, just 2 days ago for lunch with clients. And it was the four of us, and nobody asked for masks anymore, anywhere in Vegas. And I walked in without a mask because I thought we're done with masks. And they said, I'm sorry, we won't seat you without a mask. And I said, but nobody asked for masks anymore. Even supermarkets were the last to go. They don't ask for masks anymore. It says on the door, if you're vaccinated, no masks needed. So why would I need masks? And the girl says, well, it's a private decision by the owner of the restaurant. So, okay, I can live with that. That's fair because I believe in freedom. But here's the problem. So I went back in my trunk. I got a mask, put it on, wore it for a 10-foot walk to the table. And then when I got to the table, you take it off. If the germ's there, isn't it there when I'm sitting down or standing up?
Way, my favorite restaurant, I have to wear a mask at the bar, but I don't have to wear a mask at the table. It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense. I have a whole chapter on in the book.
It's idiotic. It's completely idiotic. None of the rules make any sense. If I had more time, I'd tell you even more. But we got to run. Alex Marlowe, author of the new book, Breaking the News. He is the Breitbart guy, editor-in-chief of Breitbart News. Of course, the website's Breitbart.com. And he's the host of Breitbart News Daily on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125. Again, the book, Breaking the News, big bestseller. Thank you, Alex Marlowe, for coming on the Wayne Allyn Show.
Wayne, always appreciate it.
All right, Alex, be good. Have a great holiday weekend. Wayne Allyn. The Root's on fire. The Warrior'll be back in about 6 minutes. A little bit of news, and then I'm back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.